Lesson 6C, Exercises 6, 7 and 9.
Not only did our next traveller have to overcome the limitations of living in a man's world, but she was also troubled by ill health. Isabella Bird was born in Yorkshire, England, in 1831. Suffering from multiple ailments, Bird's doctors urged her to undertake a sea voyage. At 25, she sailed to the US. Having had her curiosity piqued by her first experience of travelling, she vowed to take off again, but did not realise her ambition until she was 41. She made up for lost time, spending the next 30 years visiting America, India, Kurdistan, the Persian Gulf, Iran, Tibet, Malaysia, Korea, Japan and China, climbing mountains and riding thousands of miles on horseback, as well as on the occasional elephant. Bird became one of the 19th century's most distinguished female globetrotters, and in November 1892, she was elected as the first woman to join the Royal Geographical Society. Her hair-raising adventures continued well into her later life, and it was while she was planning another trip to China in 1904 that she fell ill and died. As Isabella Bird's travels were drawing to a close, the adventures of African-American Bessie Coleman were only just beginning. Fighting against race as well as gender discrimination, Coleman succeeded in becoming the first black woman pilot in the world. Born in Atlanta, Texas, in 1892, Coleman was the 10th of 13 children. She excelled at school and achieved a place at university, but had to drop out when she ran out of money. At 23, she set her heart on learning to fly after hearing stories from pilots at the barbershop in Chicago where she was working. Banned from flying in the US because of her colour, Coleman learned French and travelled to France, where she earned her pilot's license in 1921. Having vowed to finance an African-American flying school, Coleman performed aerial tricks all over the US. Tragically, her life and dream ended abruptly when she died during an airshow rehearsal at the age of 34. Born into an affluent but liberal family just a year after Bessie Coleman, Dame Freya Stark had a rather different upbringing. On receiving a copy of 1001 Nights for her birthday, Stark became fascinated with Arab culture and went on to study at the School of Oriental and African Studies at the University of London, learning Arabic and Persian. Starting in the Lebanon, Freya's travels led her to places where few Europeans had ever been before, especially women. She visited remote areas of Turkey and the Middle East, and while living in Baghdad in Iraq, she explored and mapped uncharted areas of the Islamic world. Her maps were some of the first accurate ones of the region made by a European. Not only did she traverse the wilderness of Western Iran, parts of which no Westerner had ever visited, but she also travelled to the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula, which is now the Republic of Yemen. Stark was the author of more than 24 travel books, covering local history, culture, and tales of everyday life. Her last expedition was to Afghanistan, made when she was an old lady, after which she retired to her home in Italy, where she died a few months after her 100th birthday.